Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It is time for our Monday installment of The Business Side. Joining me today is Tom Wilms. He's the editor of Business Lexington. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. A couple of weeks ago, we looked at some comings and goings on the local restaurant scene. And what I thought today we would do is more of a deep dive on some of the challenges and, of course, the ups and downs that these establishments have weathered through the worst of the pandemic, only to be hit now with a lot of staffing challenges and shortages and things of that nature. So you've obviously written quite extensively about that.
So we have. We took a look at some national trends throughout the pandemic. Obviously, restaurants nationwide were impacted. We reported that, according to the National Restaurant Association, this same time last year, they were predicting that one in six restaurants nationwide, about 100,000, had already closed, either permanently or long-term, due to the pandemic. One in six. That's huge. So we wanted to take a look at what some of those impacts were here locally in Lexington. Thankfully, we weren't quite at that ratio, but of course, local restaurants hugely impacted. And as we've seen in the past few months, of course, the vaccines have rolled out as the weather has warmed up, all that pent-up demand, people getting out and enjoying the restaurants again. It is just booming. But as you mentioned, a lot of local establishments, while they're, of course, happy to have the business and welcome people back into their restaurants, are feeling a bit stressed and are feeling some of the pressures that come from recovering from the pandemic, and particularly with staffing shortages, supply shortages, things of that nature.
Yeah, and there have been some restaurants that have handled that a little bit better, and some that have really, it has nearly torpedoed everything that they built as far as a local establishment is concerned.
Yeah, I would agree. And it's hard to point to maybe one thing or the what is going to help one establishment do better than the other. Of course, the demand kind of surges, ebbs and flows. Here at Smiley Pete, we just hosted Burger Week a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, that traditionally brings a lot of people into the restaurants. And you never know exactly which ones are going to get hit at certain times. And that's certainly a challenge. It can expose, it's a great opportunity for the owners, of course, but it can expose any kind of cracks or weaknesses. So, you know, some frustration that we heard from the patron side of things not happening maybe fast enough or drops in service. And that just echoes some of the frustrations we've heard from restaurant owners who say, we can't hire enough staff, particularly back at the house staff is what we've heard. People can find maybe enough servers and bartenders and hosts, but when it comes to cooks and line cooks, and managers, that is really an area where local restaurants are struggling to fill those positions. Burger Week 2021 has come and gone, but in general, I would point to what we call the commandments of Burger Week in terms of high traffic, restaurant traffic. You know, we say they will run out, they will make more, there will be waits. Tip, give thanks, be patient. Enjoy yourself, but overall, just keep a good attitude and enjoy the food.
And when it comes to the customer experience, now with the rise of social media, my goodness, there can be some real damage done just by one or two bad experiences for a restaurant that was already challenged to get the level of service up. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, one thing I've noticed just kind of generically across the board is that if people have a great experience, it may take them a little more to go on to social media or to a Yelp and post about that great experience. But if, you know, if something goes wrong, if somebody has a less than great experience, then naturally they'll want to kind of go maybe vent a little bit. So I wonder if some of those social media comments and online reviews aren't a little skewed towards those outliers, those negative experiences. But you're right. Those can definitely get amplified and almost be a flashpoint for people, you know, to talk about, like, oh, we know that the restaurants are stressed. You got to cut them a break, be patient. And then you got to weigh that with, well, you know, we expect good service, quality food, and a consistent experience. But as of course, as we've seen with the comments and in social media, it can really take on a life of its own. And rather than maybe just telling a friend or two about an experience that you had at a restaurant, now it's your friends and all their friends and anybody who happens to be looking at the site. So that is definitely a new terrain to be navigated.
And with that in mind, there are some new souls that are going to be trying to navigate those choppy waters. Talk about a couple of new arrivals this month and next month.
Yeah, well, over the past, you know, several months or since the beginning of the year, I mentioned that we wanted to kind of shine a light on the resilience of Lexington's restaurant industry. We certainly lost a lot of longtime staples, mainstays in the dining scene, Portofino, Nick Ryan's among them, but several others opened up. And one thing we noticed is a lot of the new operations that opened were coming from people who had some experience in local restaurants or who were maybe taking a food truck concept and opening up into a brick and mortar restaurant, or maybe they're partnering with a brewery, such as the case with Salt and Vinegar, opening up in the Blue Stallion Brewing Company. So it's you know, a little strategic thinking and capitalizing on opportunities to make a go of a new venture. Bella Cafe and Grill comes to mind. That's from Kuni Toyota. You know, certainly an experienced restaurateur, helped develop the Bella Notte, the Smashing Tomato, even the Fazoli's restaurant concepts. We wrote about the Beltline, and that is just a rebranding of Jay Gumbo's by Robbie Morgan over there on the north side of town. We had Cattywampus Station open up, and that's where the Sweet Matriarch Bakery in Georgetown noticed they had a hit with these over-the-top milkshakes. Said, hey, let's open up a brick-and-mortar in Lexington Green and just focus on what works. Goodwood Brewing, which has several locations in Louisville and in Frankfort, opened up in Lexington Green as well. These are places that you know, that have seen what works and saw an opportunity, and I think capitalizing, trying to build on the good, build on what works, rather than kind of throw a dart and hope it works.
Well, these are certainly trends that we will keep our eye on, as we know you will as well. Our guest today on the business side has been Tom Wilms. He's the editor of Business Lexington, and you can hear our full conversation at wuky.org. Have a great week ahead, Tom.
You too. Thanks so much, Alan.